Some groups in the United States are hailing the results of the 2000 census because it shows that 6.8 million Americans claimed more than one race or ethnicity. For years, multiracial activists have campaigned for recognition. With the census numbers still coming in, members of the multiracial movement, as they call themselves, are working for more gains. NPR's Philip Martin reports.
Project Race, located in Tallahassee, is one of 40 multiracial organizations around the country. It has supporters in 42 states, a popular website, and an estimated 10,000 members, according to its director, Susan Graham. Graham is a European-American married to an African-American. She's traveled to Washington several times to testify before House subcommittees, where she advocated for a standalone multi-race box on the census.
We wanted to have the term multiracial on the census. We feel that that's very important. We weren't able to do that this time around, but we hope to do that for the 2010 census.
Over the past 6 months, Graham says, Project Race has added more than 1,000 new members via the internet, which has become their main source for recruitment. And she says, Project Race has directed a vigorous campaign.
We wrote a letter recently to the Department of Justice because redistricting falls into this, where redistricting is sometimes based on one race or another, and it matters where they're going to place a multiracial person when they reallocate them.
Multiracial activists also are lobbying on the local level. They've helped enact legislation in 8 states, including Ohio, Maryland, and Florida. Legislation that allows individuals to choose more than one race on state forms. Now they're targeting new areas, including California and New York, and they want a separate multiracial category on everything from standardized test forms to applications for college. Project Race and the Association of Multi-Ethnic Americans, or AMIA, which has 7 affiliate organizations in the U.S., including 2 in California, 1 in Chicago, and 1 in Washington, are also hard at work on other fronts.
We were very responsible, along with Project Race, for putting together a national bone marrow donor drive.
Ramona Douglas is a current board member of AMIA and lives in Santa Clara, California. She also was appointed to the Census Advisory Committee as the official representative for multiracial people. She says that new data from the census on biracial and multiracial Americans is proving helpful for medical reasons.
Until the census allowed us the ability to distinguish ourselves racially and ethnically, we didn't have enough people that could donate their blood or bone marrow for purposes of treating certain diseases that require that type of transfusion.
The Association of Multi-Ethnic Americans is also trying to convince the National Center for Health Statistics to develop specific health data on the multiracial community, especially for children. A spokesperson for the Office of Minority Health says they're already mandated to keep data on diverse ethnic and racial populations, but there are no plans to establish a standalone multiracial medical category. Dr. Melanie Turvalon is a professor at the University of San Francisco Medical Center. She says knowing someone's varied racial and ethnic background may help produce a more accurate diagnosis. And multiracial information may help in the screening of diseases, such as sickle cell anemia, Tay-Sachs, and osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis in women as they age is different for Asian American women, for African American women, and for white women. If a woman, as she got into her older years, was both Asian on one side of her family and white on another side of her family, it's important to know that in terms of her risk, I think, for osteoporosis.
Multiracial activists want health practitioners to take into account all 63 self-identifying racial and ethnic permutations on the census when they collect medical data. Lobbying by multiracial organizations is not new, and the political implications of this growing movement were not lost on Newt Gingrich when he was Speaker of the House. 4 years ago, Gingrich moved to recognize multiracial as a category distinct from Hispanic, white, black, Native, and Asian American. He thinks the current administration should do the same.
Well, I would hope that the Bush administration would move in that direction on all documents that involve checking off any kind of racial background, not just the census. I think if the executive branch won't move, I would hope that the Congress would simply pass legislation that requires that any classification which requires race ought to include multiracial or alternatively American as a box you could check.
But the closer the movement gravitates in that direction, the more resistance it encounters from civil rights groups on the left and from Ward Connerly on the right.
It's not just a matter of giving special treatment to this group or that group that offends me. It's the whole idea that my government is classifying people according to these traits, and it's rather silly to create one called the multiracial people. That one will be so huge that it will render all of the other classifications obsolete in very, very short order.
Ward Connerly, a University of California regent, in 1996 received the Racial Hall of Fame Award from a faction of the multiracial movement. He engineered the initiative striking down affirmative action in California. This week, he voted to rescind the ban at the state university level, but remains opposed to affirmative action overall. It's a position shared by Charles Byrd, who edits the website Interracial Voice. Byrd has been deeply involved in the movement and led a rally in support of multiracial census classifications, but has come to embrace Ward Connerly's ideas. Byrd is supporting Connerly's latest initiative in California that would prohibit the collection of racial and ethnic data. It comes to a vote in 2002.
If the state of California is prohibited from gathering racial and ethnic data, that will no longer put the onus on mixed-race individuals to choose a box or to be pressured into choosing one category or the other.
Susan Graham, the director of Project Race, does not support this idea, and she adds that ideological differences within the movement are inevitable, but she says its members will try to keep their eye on what they believe to be the goals shared by the majority. And before Congress recesses for the summer, Graham and others in several multiracial organizations plan to travel to Washington to press their larger agenda.
We're trying to place ourselves in a position where we can have some support on the Hill and let our feelings be known representing the multiracial community by and large.
Meanwhile, the Association of Multiethnic Americans is gearing up next year for a major conference in Tucson on multiracial youth. Philip Martin, NPR News.